John, you played in the NFL. People may have heard that. They might know that.
So it's part of the resume.
Yes. And what we want to do this fall is give you the platform to weekly chronicle your observations of the best teams in the NFL. It's something that we're calling the Power Surge.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
John Jansen's NFL Power Rankings, the Power Surge.
And so now that we are finally, we have one preseason game in the books, we're going to get a chance to see the rest of the NFL this week, which is why we're coming now with the first edition of my Power Surge. And this will include some of the off-season actions and whether they're additions or subtractions to teams. Some now injuries, they're starting to play a factor in this, as well as holdouts. We don't have a lot of performance to go on, so this is still a work in progress.
Now,
as
how
it will
many?
Be.
How many teams?
There's six teams.
Okay.
Six teams in the Power Surge, and I will start with number six. Number six for me is the Houston Texans. I think C.J. Stroud outperformed, as most rookie quarterbacks who are able to take their team to the playoffs would probably, you'd probably say that's an overperformance. Now, some of it has to do with strictly what he was able to do. He was able to find and make connections with Nico Collins. They had a decent run game. They have one of the best left tackles in the league in Laremy Tunsil. Defensively, young player Will Anderson Jr., we were begging for him here. We know from Alabama, he goes to Houston and has had a tremendous rookie season. Some of the young guys we just talked about. Some of the additions that they have made. Now all of a sudden you're seeing a guy like Danielle Hunter, again, who we were hoping for here as an edge guy. You put him opposite Will Anderson, makes him better. Everything out. Tank Dell, rookie last year, off to a good start, broken leg, he's back. Stephon Diggs wasn't happy in Buffalo, now he's in Houston. I think that's a huge addition. So think about this trio: Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz as the tight end to be able to throw the ball. Joe Mixon, right now he's a little bit dinged up, but I think he'll be a good addition in the run game with a good offensive line, a defense led by D'Amico Ryans. And the head coach will play a part of these power rankings. D'Amico Ryans, I know it's only year two for him.
He was impressive, though.
He was very impressive, and everybody that we've talked to throughout the course of, you know, or everybody that we've heard from and played with him, this guy was a coach on the field as a player.
They're a trendy team. A lot of people look at them as the AFC Lions. Young team, broke through last year, bigger sights this year. Once you put them at six, my brain starts thinking who you're going to be leaving out because there's only so many teams right. You can get in here. Who's number five?
Number five for me, and part of it's their division too, right?
Yeah.
They're not in a great division, so I think they could win that division. Number five for me, the San Francisco 49ers.
Whoa.
And this is not where I would have had them a while ago. But as I mentioned, every day there's something new. Brandon Ayuk, if he is not there, and if Christian McCaffrey is referring to him as former teammate in the past tense, they don't have the ability to stretch the field. They're number one yards, receptions. I mean, he was their go-to receiver down the field. You take him out of that, and then you start thinking about all the other things that are going on there. You mentioned Christian McCaffrey out with a calf strain. Greenlaw, all right, Dre Greenlaw is not going to be available at the start of the season. He's on the PUP. We saw him tear his Achilles in the playoffs. Javon Hargrave, nice addition from the Philadelphia Eagles a year ago, did not have the same production. He's 31 years old. I think he's on the downside. He's still going to have a good year and be productive, but not what he was in Philadelphia. Trent Williams still has yet to report because he is holding out. And we already mentioned Ayuk. Yeah, I dropped them down. I think there's a lot of drama going on there. There's going to be a lot of changes. There's a lot of guys not there. So as of now, before anybody even plays a preseason game, they're at number five. The look on your face was a little bit shock.
Well, you know, I think there's something there.
Yeah.
But to hear you say it.
Oh, I said it. And so here, I think this will, hopefully this will prove why I bumped them down to number five. Number four. The Philadelphia Eagles. I think offensively, they're going to be dynamic. Jalen Hurts, I respect him as a leader in the locker room, on the field. Now, there was a drop-off last year. That was mainly defensively. And yeah, he can be a leader in that group as well, but he's not on the field there. One of, behind the offensive line of the Detroit Lions, the best offensive lines in the NFL. You pair that with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Paris Campbell, Dallas Goedert, their tight end. They've got a lot of weapons. And then you insert Saquon Barkley with a mobile quarterback. It makes them very hard to defend. Now, the question is going to be defensively, and this is where I have questions. Nick Sirianni, I mean, you have a great season, and then all of a sudden you're set up to be the number one seed, and you fall off at the end of the year. New coordinators on both sides of the ball. He eventually made the decision to promote Matt Patricia, which brings to question his judgment as a head coach. Again, another new defensive coordinator. I think they're going to be really good. I think they're set up offensively to be very dominant. I just have questions defensively what they'll be. Number three, the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson. Now, here's the questions I have. They're replacing three on the offensive line, and we know that, Kevin Zeitler, he's in Detroit. Fa'alele.
Who? What?
Fa'alele. That's talked about him when he was with Minnesota.
Big dude. Huge.
He has played tackle his entire life.
They make
They're
him a guard?
Moving him to guard.
The biggest guard of all time.
Oh, yeah. He's a monster. And it will be a road grader. I'm just not sure he'll be able to be. And he's a lot of human to run around, but there's a lot of questions that they might not be able to up front come together early enough in the season to, I mean, and you have Lamar Jackson, to be able to protect him because he needs to be able to throw the ball downfield. You've got Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers. I don't think their wide receivers are a great group. They're okay, but we'll see. And then obviously Derrick Henry. That changes the game. He is a dominant running back along with Lamar Jackson to be able to run the ball. And defensively, one of the things we know about them, they signed Matt Ebukwe. They've got Roquan Smith. They are
Kyle Hamilton. The defense at all three levels is
very
good.
They're stacked defensively, and they have always been good defensively. That's their mantra. So they're number three for me, and along with John Harbaugh. Number two, where are the Lions going to be? Where is Kansas City going to be? Is one of them possibly left off? No, they're both here. Number two for me, the Detroit Lions. I can't possibly at this time put them ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs because the Kansas City Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champs. But here's what Detroit obviously has going for them. And we've talked about them ad nauseum. They're going to be the least I talk about. But with the weapons offensively that they have, an offensive line that while they may be a little bit thin in depth, starters, an elite offensive line, the defense. I have been so excited to watch this defense, and I got excited day two against the Giants, Aiden Hutchinson. Aleem McNeil was almost unblockable. We know he's going into a contract year. No, nothing has been signed yet. He is going to prove why he should be paid as one of the top defensive tackles. Jack Campbell has looked good. The secondary, they're coming along. Took a little bit of a hit with the injury to was it Simo? No. Emmanuel Mosley.
Yes.
Yeah. Emo. Not Simo.
Emo.
But he's not one of the starters, so I don't see that as a huge detriment. Number one, obviously Kansas City. When I look at Kansas City, until they're knocked off, and I know the Lions knocked them off in the first game, they were the Super Bowl champs, defending Super Bowl champs. They're going for three in a row. If you have Patrick Mahomes, you have a chance to win every single game on your schedule, and you pair that with, and now how much of the distraction of the offseason will Rashee Rice face? What will the distractions be for him? Obviously the team, but they added Xavier Worthy, that deep threat. Hey, I don't care if you can run a crossing route. I don't care what you can do. We can hand you the ball. Just go deep.
Their offseason, while tumultuous, Rice has said, Mahomes got my back. And they added Hollywood Brown with Worthy, which gives them the field stretching they lost with Tyreek Hill. They were back-to-back Super Bowl champs on their defense, which is still largely intact with Chris Jones, and their number one corner is Trent McDuffie.
Yeah.
they're really good. They're the number one team. And John Jansen's initial power surge, power outage, the teams left out, the Bengals, the Packers, the Cowboys, the Bills, the Jets. Better not. The Dolphins. Better luck next time. The power surge. It's 97-1.